What are you saying at 245,000? What are you saying that's including? For what?
245 employees.
Yeah, but what's the 245 for? What's the 245,000? Oh, well, yeah, we knew that. Yeah, okay. I thought we just given a figure that would. But what's been done so far? You're saying it's going to increase to 245? 223. If you have the same number stay on it at, when you go to re-enroll, which your goal would be not to have that same number, so you expect to increase, you'd hope quite a bit more. Or what you were doing wasn't putting much of an influence. Okay.
If we have no increases for the next 2 years, we'll pay for this stuff. Next 3 years.
Not if you increase your number that goes on it. It takes several years down the road to have no increases.
And if there's no increases, an 8.5% increase over last year is $145,941. And I know we got down to 5% increase. But at the 8.5% that was quoted, it's $145,000. So for easy math, to say it's 2 years, it's $300,000. And increases over the course of 2 years. If there's no increases. What 8.5% times 245. That's not even including family, and that's just 245 employees.
Yeah, but you're increasing otherwise too on that.
Sheila, you want to do the difference? What do you want to do?
I just want you to, gentlemen, to direct the benefits person as the other, and what you guys do, I'll vote with it. Because we look at things different on this, and so apparently you two figured it out to where that it's going to come out in the end, and we're looking for what's best for the county. And I don't know what's going to happen in November to happen. Know what's going to happen with the insurance, so. And I said, once you do something, it's done, and you said, oh, if it doesn't work, we can go back. I said, I can't see that. Not this commission.
If we didn't do something, we're probably going to have to start looking at taking away 100% of the employee and everything else. So,
I don't see that.
If we didn't do it.
If we start working towards, like your cities and your hospitals and stuff, start working towards that, I see then.
I think it's a combination of everything. Whenever you have private entities that are doing it, and they're in the business to make money, they're not going to do things to lose money. So, and they've got people specifically hired, and that's what they do, is study numbers and know the ins and outs. And I mean, I think we're smart to take advice from all of them, and then put it together to do what's best for the county, and I think that's what we've done. So I think we've sought out smart people to do this. Anyway, that being said, move to apply the difference, make sure I'm saying this right, move to apply the difference in insurance costs amongst the different plans to be deposited into the HSA. That makes sense?
I thought that's what we were doing already.
It is. You said you wanted clarification, therefore I made a motion
to make
clarification.
Okay.
I said all the plans. That would be employee and spouse, employee and child.
No, I didn't hear him say the other.
Do I did? Base plan to the HSA. Correct.
Can I hear that one more time?
I don't know if I can say that one more time. Move. Without restating the motion, essentially it said to pay the difference in insurance costs between the base plan and the HSA plan on all the different employee and spouse, employee and children and family to be deposited into the HSA.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Don, do you have any other questions or needs? What about the implementation of, when do we need to notify the plan to do tobacco cessation and health? I'm assuming that's something that we all agree on.
I don't agree with it, but that's, I can be trumped out. I get that.
I can be trumped out.
I just feel like employees, if they do with their time, off time, I guess.
Is that with the tobacco use?
Yeah.
Or is that with the health risk assessment?
Tobacco use part of it.
So you're fine with the health risk assessment?
I'm good with that part.
You need to know by 1st of November? Why do they need to know before we won't? Why is it not something that can be rolled out December, January, hey, FYI for the next year? We can't spring on this year.
Correct. It is what would be for the premium next year. The health risk assessment would be until March, April.
So we can talk about it.
Our agent said the reason you wanted to is to prepare. You don't want to spring it on him. You want him to have a thought to think about it, to go through the holidays to think. And you would start your training and stuff in the spring then.
I was saying it can still be discussed and decided upon December, January. There's no deadline that has to be done by. I think I'm insurance guy right now.
We done?
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you, Don. If you haven't heard from us on those two items, you might remind us, like, hey guys, what do you?
I need a 5-minute recess.